This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Dr. Larry Hunter, president of the Social Security Institute. You may remember that a couple of days ago we talked about the new report coming out of the actuarial office of the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, which shows that the cost curve is actually bent up a little bit when looking at how the new healthcare laws will be implemented. The big contention, of course, from the Obama administration was that the healthcare curve would be bent down, and now we're seeing just exactly how that curve was supposed to be bent down, and mainly it focuses on the Medicare program. Republicans have argued for a long time that Medicare recipients would be hurt by this, and now we're going to talk to Dr. Hunter about what the truth is based on this last report. And Dr. Hunter, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me back.
Well, what does this say, first of all, about the way that Medicare payments will go out to both doctors and hospitals?
Well, it is unambiguously clear now that the Obamacare scheme is to pay for much of it on the backs of seniors and even baby boomers, because over the first 20 years, when you take all of the cuts into account that the Medicare actuary has identified, we're talking $5 trillion. They are literally, in Harry Reid's words, gutting Medicare.
And so, Dr. Hunter, in terms of how this breaks down, we know right now that as the system pays out, that doctors and hospitals aren't really getting the money needed to compensate themselves for the services they provide. Just how big of a drop-off are they going to be seeing here?
Well, the best numbers we have now is that 30% of doctors say that they are not recovering their full cost from Medicare. We know that under the law as it is written now, that they will cut Medicare payment rates for doctors and hospitals further by an additional 30% during the next 3 years. And it's fairly clear, if you read the Medicare actuary's report, that this process will continue, and it will also be implemented by this, I call it a rationing board. They have an elaborate name for it. They call it the Medicare Independent Payment Advisory Board. But that's a rationing board. And the frightening thing about it is it has the powers to close Medicare financing gaps that it discerns by whatever mechanism it believes is required. And those cuts will automatically go into effect unless Congress comes around and passes a bill to prevent it. So Obamacare puts in a system of price controls and the way they are going to squeeze the reimbursement rates, and then the cost curve that they will claim is being bent down will be the result of the rationing that results from that, as especially seniors and baby boomers see longer waits, see alternative treatments. So if they go in for a preferred treatment, the doctor may find themselves having to switch off to a secondary treatment. There will be long lines, and some people will simply be denied care. There is no doubt in my mind that if Obamacare is implemented as it is currently written, it will put seniors out in the cold, and many of them into an early grave.
Let me follow up on that, because that's obviously a very alarming result of all this. In the second to last paragraph, and I should point out that you wrote this piece for the Wall Street Journal, published on Thursday with Peter Ferrara of the American Civil Rights Union and the Institute for Policy Innovation. And this sentence says this: the president's concept of spreading the wealth includes sacking the Medicare system on which America's seniors have come to rely for medical care in favor of others the president's progressive vision deems more worthy. You've explained how that plays out, but how will that be explained when all of this is denied? They aren't actually going to come out and say people who are 35 and 40 are more worth saving than you people who are 70, are they?
Well, what will happen is those younger people will be channeled, herded into the Medicaid program, which is going to expand enormously. That's where they will take in the younger patients. And in order to shift the care delivery system out of Medicare into Medicaid, they are going to drive the Medicare reimbursement rates for hospitals and doctors below the Medicaid. system. So they're going to create marginal incentives for doctors and hospitals to shift their focus. And that's the way it will play out. But of course, many seniors and baby boomers who will be affected a little later will perceive, just as is planned, I believe, they will perceive that the bad guys in all of this are the doctors and the hospitals and the other providers, because that is the point of contact at which they will begin experiencing the bad experience. They will have to wait in line. They will have doctors telling them, you know, it's going to be longer, or we can't deliver this service, or we're offering you another service. And you will have insurance companies who will increasingly deny payments. And already we've seen insurance companies trying to raise rates because of the added benefits they must cover. And, of course, what will happen then, and again, I believe this is by design, that when the crunch really comes, and people become outraged, that will then give the government the opportunity to point the fingers at the private sector, the private doctors, the private hospitals, the private providers, and say, they're the bad guys, the market is not working, therefore the government's got to take the next step and actually take over. That's what Nancy Pelosi wants. That's what Nancy Pelosi has laid out is going to be the path. This is going to be an evolutionary path toward a single-payer takeover of the whole system, and Medicare will end up looking like the VA system.
Very quickly, that's an amazing point. And two quick things before we let you go. When will all of this hit the fan? When will seniors in particular see all of this starting to change and in a very negative way?
Well, I believe they will. They probably already have begun to experience it, although they may not yet be perceiving it. It's like the proverbial frog in the pot. They are turning the heat up 1 degree at a time, and it will only be after the temperature rises quite a bit that people will begin to realize they're being boiled. But this goes into effect immediately, and you will begin to see the effects next year. And as I say, some insurance companies already are positioning themselves by trying to raise rates now because they're going to be required to provide more services.
Last question, Larry, because some might be out there saying, well, obviously this is not good, and there's people who are going to be very badly affected by this, but those who can afford it can go outside the system. But that's not the case, is it?
No, because there's no such thing as voluntary socialism. And all socialistic schemes, and that's what this is, I know people don't like the word, it's a collectivist scheme to coerce everybody into the same stable. And that's what they will do. And then they will lock the doors, and you won't be able to get out.
Dr. Hunter, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Larry Hunter is president of the Social Security Institute. He's a senior fellow at Americans for Prosperity, former chief economist for Congressman Jack Kemp. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.